Welcome to the Reality After Show. And if I didn't think that our first two cast assessments, we had Mike Turner, fan favorite of him. Like, I love Mike Turner, War Dog, and Victoria.
Well, we love Victoria.
We do. And this is unprecedented. When Johnny Fairplay told me, Nasir. Oh, my God. Who doesn't love Nasir?
Dude, all right, Nasir, I'm going to put a challenge on you here, because I have money riding in Vegas right now that on this cast assessment, you will not say anything bad about anyone. Please. Oh, I bet against that, because I'm a heel in real life. Please let me get my money. Please. Will you? Can you say something bad about someone? I don't think it's possible. You are the nicest guy in the history of Survivor. You know that, right?
I'll be honest. Based on what I read through, based on, you know, I've been through their social medias, and I will do that, right? So I'll be honest, though.
Well, good. Okay. Well, Nasir,
you have my chances a little bit.
let's see, Johnny.
Oh, let's see means that Nasir's going to heal on somebody. I'm so excited. All right, real quick, let's talk about 41. You guys were put in quite the predicament. Like, Survivor's on a 1-year hiatus. You show up and there's COVID, there's everything else. And then they're like, hey, remember the game that you know and you love that you prepared for 39 days? We're not going to do that. We're going to do 26 days. What's going on in your head at that moment? You're like, oh, so this is just write the check? 26 days? Like, I'm there.
Well, when Jeff said 26 days, I'm like, uh-oh, this is going to be really... The pace is going to be really fast paced. Then I was thinking, yes, because they have been always talking about back to basics and all kinds of on all over social media. They were, you know, but then I was thinking, okay, in that case, there will be no sleeping. Then they're gonna be really crazy people. Like, not, I mean, you know, going to really struggle. We are not going to get any food. That's what I was thinking about. I'm like, whatever, I'm already on, you know.
Yeah. Like right, that we're done, because they're stripping it down as basic Survivor, and then you get there, it's just like, oh, let's just give you more twists than we've ever given ever in the history of a single season, and it's 26 days. Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay, perfect.
It's everything, like twist.
Do you like the twist or no?
Well, yeah. I enjoyed it, to be honest with you, because I went with an open mind, right? Whatever it comes, I will do it, because I've been watching Survivor. I kind of, you know my stories, right? Yeah. So, like, whatever it is, I will take it. I will enjoy it. Then, you know, I will give my 150%.
Yeah. You made a moment with you know, reading the AstroTurf, or...
Oh, the I'm confused as a good on AstroTurf.
Yes.
It's easy for me now, but I had to practice over 50 times. I have no clue what the heck is that even.
Okay. Anyone out there that watches this and goes, oh my God, I hate the twist. If you don't think Nasir attempting to say the AstroTurf line is great television, then you don't understand what great television is. That's great television. That's why I watch Survivor, for that. So exactly. Anyone that complains, I get it. The hourglass thing, we're not going to talk about. It was horrible. do you hate the hourglass thing this year?
I hate it, but let's put it this way, Johnny. Like, if I were to be on that island, I would have a little fun, you know, because it's very small. I like 26 days, even though it's like more tougher game. That, like, that is the only time you can have, like, nice, just run around on the beach, go do some stuff and try to find an island, you know. Then if Jeff come and ask, do you going to break the hourglass? I'm like, maybe no, maybe yes, maybe no, maybe yes. You know what I mean?
what do you think you say? Because, well, it's between you and Erica, right?
Yes. Yeah. I was ready either way, because I was hungry too. Like, I'm crazy hungry at that time. And I had a great alliances with Danny and Deshaun and already at that time. So we were like, prior to that competition, we were trying to vote Erica out, and in two games, they want to throw the challenge, which is I did not agree to it. And then, like, okay, we had finally, because, you know, we had kind of broken relationship between me and Danny because I told them that they're looking for an idol. So I was kind of on a chopping block, but at the same time, like, okay, you know what? This is the best time. Whatever they do, I do it. But also, they picked me. I'm very happy because I was able to, you know, to stay with him more, with them more. So we had a good alliances by then. But at the same time, after that, I was thinking, well, I should have gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The whole game will be changed. Trust me. Maybe yeah. I never do that.
But if you were chosen to break the hourglass or not, what do you think you choose?
I would have not.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had Danny, I had Deshaun on my side, also Sydney. We were kind of together. And
Sydney on for one more day is a greater season.
You know, I put the control on her.
So, what do you think, Matt? Sydney on one more day? Better season?
Yeah, and Nasir, I mean, it was funny because when I'm like, oh, who won that season? Oh, Erica did. Wow, that's kind of crazy. But you're Sydney's memorable, Nasir, you're memorable. And here's the thing. Johnny Fairplay, when him and I got together and I joined his podcast, Johnny Fairplay is the ultimate villain. And I was one of the, you know, top nicest survivors that Johnny Fairplay has ever met. And when he says that Nasir is even one. Nicer than Matt Bischoff, that is that's a huge deal. My whole family was loving you on our TV screen, Nasir. Yes. I'm sure that you're just like I am with, like, at the end of the day, you got to play Survivor. Like, you're a fan. You got, even if your season sucked, if there was controversy, whatever, you played Survivor. You were out there, and that's a life, you know, experience you'll never forget.
Matt's season sucked, too.
So, okay, let's put this way. Johnny, I watched your cast assessment about season 41 and my tribe, all right?
Yeah.
I say that. Well, who are you going to play like, you know, every several players that Johnny was pissed on me. Like, he's like, this dude, I hate him. I watched it. So then he's like, okay, he can't play like someone. There are over 600 players. He cannot name one. Well, yes, I played the way Nasir play, right?
You certainly did. You played your own game. I will admit where I'm wrong. Yeah, no, you did not play like anyone else. I don't know. Nasir, there's a show called Survivor. You should watch it, and you should play like some of those players.
Did I say something bad about you, Nasir?
No, you said, I remember. No, Johnny didn't. See, this is what I love about our Johnny. You know how much. For Matt, you have a different. Like my family loves you. It's a done deal. Johnny, yeah. The gameplay that you do, the love. So, you know, when I watch your seasons like that, I was not even in America.
I translate well. I translate well, I promise. I'm very cartoonish.
No, the way you play is it's you know, see, everybody created a history on Survivor. That the Survivor history or the game or the play, the gameplay that you created, Johnny, no one ever will do even in history. I'm being honest with you. Nobody can.
Thank you. I agree. And I will say this, 2022 Johnny Fairplay is not the same person. I mean, I was a bachelor living in LA with, like, so I got two kids now and a smoking hot girlfriend. I woke up, what's Johnny Fairplay's game? I'm playing your game this year. I'm not playing I assure you, I'm not playing my game. I go, because I can't. I'm not allowed to.
Well, Johnny. I don't know if you may or not. I don't know. I would love to see you on television.
I'll go out there and I'll have fun this year. But I cannot promise the game I play. It's impossible. I'm not that same person.
Yeah, that's true.
I would love to be. Oh my god! Like we do the weekly Q&A on the Patreon at realitypatron.com. And I tell these stories, I'm just like, holy, like, why is that guy like not incarcerated? Like that is a bad dude. So yes, I'm not that bad.
I have a feeling though, fair play. I know you say that, and I'm not even like if you were the bad evil Johnny Fairplay that some people think you are, like truly like a evil man, I would not even be doing the podcast with you. But I think that if you were out there playing the game, if someone's annoying you, you're going to be talking smack on them, and you're going to be the villain. And Johnny Fairplay is going to be coming out. There's no hiding that.
Okay, well, I will say that.
I agree with that, Matt, because it's like the survival game has evolved a lot, right?
Yes.
But the way at that time the game you played, it's a real solid television and a real solid Johnny Fairplay. Right. It's okay to call Johnny, right? I call always Johnny.
Yeah, Mr. Fairplay's fine. Okay, Mr. Fairplay. No, Johnny. Nasir, I love you, Nasir. You please call me Johnny. I would be offended if you didn't.
All right.
Mr. Fairplay is okay.
But tonight, everybody, the lovely Nasir, myself, and Johnny Fairplay are breaking down the third and final tribe of season 43, which premieres this coming Wednesday. And if you're anywhere in the Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana area, come out to Hamilton, Ohio, Pinball Garage, season 43 premiere. It is free. There's going to be a lot of awesome trivia, buff giveaways, autograph pictures. You're going to be able to hang out with Johnny and myself. Watching Survivor with other survivors is pretty much, if you're a Survivor fan, the greatest thing that you can experience. It is so fun. And I promise you, our events are super fun. You won't regret
it. And if our events weren't cool enough, all right, so I have coming up, I'm going to be in Nashville at Doghouse Saloon. And then I'm going to be in Boston at Grand 10 Distillery. Then I'm going to be in Durham at Dirty Bowl Brewery. Then I'm going to be at Bolero Snort Brewery. So tickets for the Bolero Snort Survivor Homecoming. That goes on. That's the night before Thanksgiving. Those go on sale this week. So check our social media for that. But everything else, tickets are on sale at SurvivorTix.com. That's SurvivorTix.com. All right. So I'm going to be in Boston, and tickets are selling great. Okay. I haven't even said anything. I have six survivors that are going to be there already. Six survivors. I have a winner that's going to be in Boston watching Survivor with us. VIP is available. That will sell out, and then general admission. Okay, so that's Boston. That's October 26th, okay? And then in November 19th, I'm going to be in Durham, North Carolina, Dirty Bowl Brewing, Durham, North Carolina. I have the Queen, Sandra Diaz Twine, and I have a very, very special guest that's going to be joining us for that one. You want to get your tickets. Tickets for that are selling amazing. I just put on sale tickets for Nashville. Okay. So that is coming up October 19th. I believe the one with Sandra is November 11th or November 9th. So, but anyway, September 19th. No, sorry. October 19th coming up. October 19th. I'm going to be in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm announcing it now. It has been announced yet. The Queen, Sandra Diaz Twine, is joining me in Nashville.
Sweet.
First time ever, Sandra Diaz Twine, Johnny Fairplay together. Not only are we doing the Survivor viewing party, we're doing a Q&A afterwards.
That's awesome. That's something that, like, I've got to hang out with Sandra at some charity events before, and she is awesome. She is great with the fans. So
she's great talking about me.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that experience.
Johnny V. Sandra. We're going to be in Nashville. Go to SurvivorTix.com, SurvivorTix.com, Doghouse Saloon. It is the biggest indoor screen in the United States. It is so amazing to watch Survivor there. And Figgy's going to be there. And I'm not supposed to say that, but I just did. So Figgy's going to be there too. But yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Johnny, like, hey, everyone, come on. I'm really dying to see Johnny Fairplay in person. Get out there. Go.
I got three more dates to announce this year. Get ready. I might find you. I promise. So let's talk about this cast. Here we go. I am sharing the screen because I'm so good at doing this last week.
Yeah, the Coco Tribe. Here we go.
It was a mess. Here we go. Boom.
All right.
Yay, I did it. How great is that? Ooh. It's the Coco Tribe cast assessment. And first up on the list is...
Who's it going to be? Carla Godoy.
There you go.
although I probably butchered her name.
Yes.
Carla Cruz Godoy. So Carla's 29, currently living in Newark, Delaware, and working as an educational project manager. Okay. Favorite hobbies include traveling, brunching, and karaoke. She describes herself as ambitious, gregarious, and adaptable. She does not like pessimism, tardiness, or slow drivers. Okay. And let me see here. Who's her hero? Her grandfather. And which past survivor will you play like? Suri, because she is an incredibly well-rounded social and analytical player, loved by all, knew when to stir the pot, had a strong social game. And also it says, why can you be the sole survivor? I am adaptable, resilient, gregarious. My ancestors have my back. I'm confident in my social game. I'll build relationships with my wife and family in my heart and thoughts. I know I will make it to the end. All right. So just so we know here, the playing field of this, I have not watched any of the videos. I have not heard these people speak on camera. I'm strictly going off the photograph and the bio.
And we always say mean things about someone. It may not be Carla, so don't fret yet. But we always say mean things about someone because, I mean, you know, we're trying to make entertainment. We're positive. You are amazing people in real life. We love you. We know we're going to be best friends with you. We know you're going to punch one of us, probably Matt, when you meet us, for the bad things I say about you. And with that.
Let's continue. I mean, so for me, like, I'll start out. So 28 years old, I think that's a good age to play Survivor. I think you've had good enough life experience to get into the game. Looks like she has better tattoos than Brandon Hans. She has some good ink.
Hans is a tattoo artist.
I think she is going to play a great social game. I'm not sure. Yeah, she doesn't look like majorly athletic, so I'm not sure how she'll do in the challenges. When I look at the cast photo of everyone together as a Coco Tribe, she may appear like a weak link physically out of her tribe, but I think socially she's going to adapt well on the game, and I think she'll do fairly decent. I will say right off the bat, I'm thinking possibly pre-merge boot, but hopefully she'll prove me wrong.
Okay. Pre-merge boot's his guess. All right. This is Nasir.
Well, looking at Carla's bio, right? So it's only one thing is really bothering me, not bothering, I would say, the pet peeves is the slow drivers. You know, Survivor is all about driving slow.
Yeah. I had a cameraman come up to me when I filmed Celebrity Bull Riding, and he goes, hey, Johnny Fairplay, what's up? And I was like, hey. And he goes, you not remember me? I'm like, no. And he goes, I filmed you on Survivor for 38 days. And I was like, dude, we're not allowed to know your names. We're not allowed to talk to you or whatever. And he was just like, he goes, Do you remember what you call? I'm like, I know we called one guy cheeseburger. We called one dude weed. Like, whatever you smelt like when you came back to film, that's what we called you. So it's like, your name's weed. Your name's cigarettes. Your name's cheeseburger. So I'm like, I don't know what your name was. And he goes, you know the hardest thing about Survivor? I'm just like, I don't know, living with me? And he goes, boredom. He goes, the fact that most people don't understand the hardest thing that you battle out there is boredom would be... Fine, and I'm just like, I never even thought. I'm just like, yeah, being bored sucks. So yeah you are exactly right, Nasir. Boredom. And so she doesn't like slow driving. This is not the game for you.
Yeah, you can be fast when you're doing challenges, but in the camp around, sitting and waiting on the bamboo for slow driver. Yeah, it well, we can find out. And also, but I can say that she may be the provider for the tribe because she looks like she had a hard life and she survived for food and, you know, she really had a tough life, looks like. And maybe she will be the provider. I hope that she's not getting frustrated. Sometimes, you know, it's not easy to provide to everyone.
Nope.
Then while you're providing and everyone else just, you know, enjoying it, then that slow driving can crazy too.
So you got pre-merch Carla, or you thinking the merch?
I think early vote. Yeah, pre-merch.
Yeah, pre-merch. Okay. So I feel like my Vegas money is safe. That wasn't like Carla. We're sure you're great, but that wasn't the most glorious endorsement. Yeah. But
prove us wrong, please.
Please, I'm going Genie 2.0.
Who?
Remember? Exactly.
Oh yeah. Genie was.
Matt just proved my point.
Unprecedented reactions from Matt the Beard. Yes, I remember Genie now. It took me. I'm like, who?
We're
like, oh, okay. She was like the.
She was a Hawaiian lady.
Yeah.
Do you remember Nasir from Survivor?
I do.
Okay, yes. Well, she was on Nasir season.
I remember now. Yes, I remember because she was in the same person.
Sorry, Matt.
No, go ahead.
Genie, wow, one of the humble human being I ever met in my life.
Wow. I'm sure she's awesome. I said that when I don't know if I destroyed her on the cast assessment, but I probably said good things on the cast assessment, but like what we saw gameplay was like, oh, she was on there's always one bad tribe, and your season had two horrific tribes. Yeah, and you weren't on either one of them this year. So
I felt always lonely, I'm being honest with you all, because I wasn't fitting in everything because they showed me you are not fitting in this tribe too.
Okay, whoa. For the record, I don't know if you saw your arms. See, there you go. You got you got guns, dude. Do you know that?
Oh, a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. How is that?
Seer. Wow. Maybe. Yeah, the Seer's
you
built.
Have got, I mean, like we notice, like, I mean, like when the rest of your body is leaving you, I'm just like, Nasir's got guns. Like who invited Hulk Hogan to participate in the challenge today? Mm-hmm. You're just lucky. You didn't have Jonathan out there, so it's okay. So,
but yeah. That's good. So Johnny, you're saying pre-merge boot.
This is Genie 2.0. Listen, Carla, we're sure you're awesome. We can't wait to hang out with you at Hearts Reality, but there's no way you win Survivor 43.
There you go. Let's prove us wrong.
I mean, that's Nasir talking, not me.
Well, see, yeah. See, I mean, Carl, I'm sure you will prove me and prove us wrong. And
yeah, once again, all right, so at the beginning, I gave the disclaimer that we don't mean anything we say. We're sure there are awesome people in their life. Okay, we're just trying to have fun. And also, if we say you're going to do horrible, you've just won the game. So you're welcome. Yeah. So if we say you won, we've just totally destroyed it. God will go back in time and remake time with a DeLorean to make sure you don't win if one of us picks you to win. So,
well, didn't I say that blonde-headed girl was going to win? And then, like, she remember that?
Yes.
And she was pissed on social media that I said
She replied, F you.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he picked Tori to win season 42. And she replied, F you, Matt.
Oh, yeah, she was mad.
Yeah.
She meant a good player. She's a good player. She's very.
She would have been if Matt hadn't picked her to win. Once again, God used a DeLorean. He's like, oh, we got to write this wrong. yeah, I'm sorry that Matt said good things about you, Nasir. I apologize.
Hey, don't apologize. I enjoy that. You know, I love that.
That's awesome.
All right, who we got next?
All right,
Lindsay Carmine.
All right,
Greensboro, North Carolina. Are you kidding me? How did I not know this?
Lindsay Carmine, 42 years old, Greensboro, pediatric nurse. She favorite hobbies: volunteering, traveling, reading, exercising, gardening, and projects on our homestead. any and all outdoor adventures. So it sounds to me like when I read the word homestead, living out in the elements is going to be no problem. She's definitely going to do well around camp, I have a feeling. She's relentless, resourceful, and compassionate. So I think she's going to have a good heart toward other people. Relentless. Hopefully she's going to be no holds barred, play the game to win, not put necessarily her heart in the mix, but use her head to strategize and play this game. She does not like people that cut in line, smacking gum, or when people play on their phones and don't put their phone on silent.
Let
me see here. She's very competitive, even though she is older. And past survivor,
she's 42. She's not that older.
No, but she's Natalie. Is she'll play like because of her mental and physical strength. Sarah, strategic, and Michelle, social. So she lists three players.
Those are three good players, Matt.
They are three good players. So
Matt, you did not finish the challenge, right?
I did not.
Do you know who won?
I do.
Okay. So Nasir, did you watch the challenge USA?
Yeah.
Okay. So Matt did not. He's.
But I know that there is controversy. But I know that Sarah Lucina, yeah. Right? We're able to say this now because it's public. Sarah Lucina and Danny McRae, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I think Sarah Lucina is awesome.
I do too.
And I do not understand the edit that they gave her on the Challenge USA for as a winner. I don't get it at all.
They didn't. It didn't look.
They good. Did not give her a kind edit. No way, no how. It's almost like they edited as they went along. They're just like, okay, well, Sarah's not going to win, so let's just edit her this way. And then they got to the last episode. They're like, oh, this changes everything. Wow. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
So no, have you met Sarah Lucina?
No, not yet.
Sarah Lucina is a freaking badass. I've never met her, but I love her. I love watching her on Survivor.
She's amazing. Like, here's what people don't get about Sarah. She is intense. And hey, be intense. That's if you can't push you through something, no one else is. There's no one else out there on that island that's like, hey, go win the million instead of me. Like, no one's saying that. So if you can push yourself to do that, that's great. Number two, you meet Sarah Lucina. She looks at you with these big doe eyes, and she's ridiculously inquisitive, and she cares about everything you say. That is an amazing trait in a human being, and most especially in a competitor in a game, in a reality strategic based game. So all she does is ask questions. She and she's not asking them just because like, hey, I'm just going to ask questions. She wants to know the answers. Mm-hmm. She's just an inquisitive person. And I'm guessing Nasir is pretty comparable to that.
Yeah. So by Lindsay saying she's going to play like the strength of Natalie and Michelle and Sarah, that's three pretty good
female
players.
Love all
this
three.
Isn't just like, I'm going to play like Sandra, or I'm going to play like Joey Anglim or Kelly Wentworth. She's mentioning people that have won the game.
In which, oh yeah, most important. I like we talked last time this year. It's just like, who do you want to play like? And they say, you know, I want to play like Russell Hans. She's like, oh, you don't want to win? So she's like, who do you want to play? She's like, I want to play like Natalie, Sarah, and Michelle. She's like, three correct answers.
Yeah. I mean, two, yeah. So absolutely.
I love her off the bat. I think she's going to go far. I think she's going to kill it in challenges. I think she's going to do as a nurse, a pediatric nurse. I think she's going to be compassionate. So I think she's going to be able to form alliances in a really heartfelt, loyal way. But I also feel like she's playing the game of Survivor, so she's not going to feel bad to backstab other people. Lindsay Carmine, I think you're going deep into the game. Well, that's my take.
Real quickness here before we go to you. Did you play, like, when you made an alliance with someone, was it heartfelt or did you have the game in your head instead when you made an alliance?
Well, I had both. So, like,
If you had to pick one more than the other.
Okay, I would say that game. I was definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that isn't that hard for you because you're just such a nice person.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you have to trust someone, you have to play the game at the end because the days are getting shorter and shorter. So yeah. Sometimes, you know, if you have to backstab, you have to backstab. That's a game, you know. So, well, yeah, it's kind of hard, but at the same time, I try to be in a nice way to backstab, I guess.
Yeah. But you were head first.
Yeah. That's
I feel like if I were out there with you, I feel that would be your net. I mean, like, as a fan, you're such a fan of the game that you should know that you're head first.
Yes, I know it from the day one, and I was trying to get Danny out and Deshaun because I was thinking of then I will keep Danny because he's taller, bigger than me. Then I can be use him as a wall, you know, so I can be right behind him.
Or pick one.
Getting out, then Deshaun, I know he was like very sneaky, very strategic. So he's very he has a great social game. So Danny and Deshaun was, I want to break that partnership, you know, I want to break that couple. So I tried so hard. I tried to convince Sydney too, and at the end we had a good relate. I mean, like we came together. But if Sydney should have stick with me, she could have gone farther than when she wore it off. Trust me, I tried so hard, but they had great relationship, Danny, and that was good for her game, I would say. But still, I went way farther than Sydney. But she did her game really, like, really hard too. I respect her for that.
No, I mean, like, it's just really amazing to look at a player like you, who, I mean, like, you wear your heart on your sleeve. I mean, it's not. I mean, like, there's no way this is BS. Like, you're just a good dude. Thank but you. At the same time, like, you're the first. I love Survivor. This is Nasir.
Johnny, so trust me, it's even to be on Survivor for just one day. You guys are genius. You were there already before me, even. You know the feelings, you know how that excitement. And yes, I want to, you know, to let it out. This is me, all right? I'm playing a real game here, okay? So if anybody wants to trust me, because I'm loyal, you it. Because maybe I'm out the second day, but still I told the world or the entire country that this is me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there we go.
I love you, Nasir. We would have a long time alliance in this game, I assure you. I love you. I think
you're amazing. Too.
I mean, like, maybe I did not meet the right people. That's period.
Everything happens for a reason. Maybe you did exactly what you were supposed to do for to go on second chance, then go win second chance.
Right.
We never know.
There you go. All right. So, Lindsay Carmine, I'm staying post merge. I think she makes it towards the end. I don't know how far, but I'm sticking with my Jesse final winner pick. So I got her towards the end, but I'm sticking with Jesse.
Mm. Yeah, solid.
Is that okay?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So Duke University posted a deal where they're like, we have Jesse Lopez, this guy, a Duke graduate. He was in a gang, and then he graduated this degree, and now he's on Survivor. And they're just like, you know, we just want to say congratulations to him, and someone tagged me, and I so wanted to write first boot afterwards, like it killed me, and I sent that message out to someone, and they replied back, you should have put fake degree,
because political science or whatever, is that what it is?
Well, the Decrema line and political science. So,
yeah,
that person may or may not have been Jesse.
Oh, that's awesome.
I can't say that. All right, so there we are. Next, holy moly!
All right, Johnny's loving it.
Hand her my wallet.
Cassidy Clark, 26 years old, a designer from Plano, Texas. Here's the deal with this, which I think is interesting, and I hope she goes far based off this.
Yes,
this 26 year old was cast for season 41, Nasir's season.
Oh,
right before the pandemic hit, and It says it was days away from playing before the pandemic hit, but the devastation gave her an opportunity to prepare harder during reapplication. So basically, she was supposed to be on the show. We've heard this before. Something happens where they,
they wanted the theme for 41 to be based upon certain things, and she did not have a story to go along with that. And some people made up stories to go along with that who have been on the podcast and have mentioned that.
Yeah, so she got pulled. She says she's groovy, charismatic, creative. She hates narrow-minded, judgmental people.
Oh, me too.
And people who have no reverence for Mother Nature, for all beautiful things.
Whatever she says is perfect.
Let me see here. She's spiritual. She loves nature and stuff like that. Sounds like a hippie type girl, which I'm all about. she's talking about Kim Spradlin, which I'm tired of hearing about.
I'm over it.
Wow. I mean, to be honest with you, nobody played. I heard that too, a lot of about Kim, but no one played the way everybody said that I'm going to play like Kim.
No, right. Not one person. And guess what? If you get dealt like 12 idiots, you should be able to play well too. Okay. So Nasir is Kim Spradlin if he's on One World. Okay. Relax. Matt Bischoff is Kim Spradlin if Matt Bischoff is on Survivor One World.
Right.
Relax. So props to Troy Zan. You're good people.
Troy Zan rules. So Cassidy, I love Cassidy. I think that Cassidy, I'm looking at the tribe photo with her and everybody.
I'm looking at her.
But I think she's going to do decent. I do worry about. There was a girl, I think Nasir, she was on your season, a younger, attractive girl that got voted out early. I forget what her name was, but she had like a sob story. Didn't her mom die of COVID or something like that, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, Sarah, right? Or no, what was her name?
Sarah. No, Sarah's mom alive. She lives here. Come on. No, not Sarah. Oh, I think you're talking about Sarah.
From Los Angeles.
Yeah, Sarah's from...
Yeah, that was Sarah. This is a younger.
Like, she was like first boot. She's on JD's tribe. What was her name?
Yeah, Sarah, second boot. So Abraham was first, then Sarah was.
And then Sarah.
Okay, yeah. So she
reminds me of Sarah, but I. Sarah, how old was Sarah then? Like 22? Cassie's 20. 24 years is huge in life lessons.
But, I agree.
May I say something here? Sarah, I wish she can get a second chance. Sarah has a lot to prove. She's just stuck with that puzzle. That is the whole reason she got voted out. All right, Sarah, she's very smart and very athletic. I'm telling you, Uwa could have been a lot of challenges if Sarah was there.
Yeah, if Sarah's on your tribe, she's still there.
Oh, yes.
Who was the odd man out in your tribe? So you had Danny, Deshaun.
I had Erica, Sydney.
Erica goes if Cassie's on your tribe.
Oh, yeah. Well, Erica was trying to. That's the whole reason Danny and Deshaun want to throw the challenge because they want to get Erica out.
That's so crazy. We knew we could send Sandra home at any time. It was like we don't even need to throw a challenge because like that one's a done deal, and we just kept winning. It was just like, ooh, like we really need this person that's not with anyone. It's not with one single person. We really need this person out, but we just keep winning. You understand that pain, Seer?
Because I'm like. I would have never said to just throw the challenge, like.
But
no, I will never even in the future if I play. Okay. However, but unless if they three players come and give me handover like three idols, then yes.
Okay, I would throw a challenge. You could just casually mention it to me. I'm willing to throw a challenge. Just like, hey, fair play. I'm just like, hey, remember when I was good at puzzles? I'm not now.
But my take on Cassie, like, she is, I think she's gonna, you know, use her looks to her advantage. I think if there's a poverty, you know what I mean? Like basically, yeah, she's an attractive female. So I think she's gonna, if I'm her, I'm gonna use that to flirtatiously make my way into being in an alliance with people based on that. I think she's gonna be like, obviously she's a fan of the game. She's overcome like getting cast for the show and then getting let down. So I think she's going to be out for blood. I hope she doesn't play too hard, too fast, because she's like, oh my God, I should have been out here years ago. I got something to prove. I feel that if she can like sit back and just be cool, like a hippie flower child girl, she's going to coast right through the early stages of the game. And when it comes merge, I think she's going to have the adaptability to make alliances with other people. So I feel that she's going to, you know, not super far into the game, but definitely make the merge and go from there. So where are you at, Nasir?
I'm looking at her pet peeves, right? It's like you really attract me. But she's saying she's narrow-minded, judgment people, she doesn't like that, Mother Nature, if anybody, you know. So I think she's a loyal person, though. Looks like she's very loyal, but she's trying to play the game harder than, you know, like everyone else. But she will be a little more than harder, I would say. I don't know what the word you can use. But I would say she will be like an in-between, not maybe the day that merging, you know, maybe there is a twist. Maybe she will get into that. She will not have no clue that she's gone. I could be wrong again, you know. I love to be wrong so I can learn something. Right. But she's kind of all over. Well, maybe she's the winner. Maybe not.
Yeah, there you go.
Apparently, she hadn't dyed her hair since COVID. It's my first take. Just want to throw that out there. I'm an a-hole.
Hey, this is a fun podcast. You know, I love it. Whatever we say is just for fun. So, hey, everyone who's listening this, please don't take Johnny wrong.
But she probably, I mean, I imagine hair like that, she's doing it like on purpose, right? Like half of it, you know, really? Or she just growing it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
She's a designer, so come on.
Yeah. I'm getting my hair did tomorrow, so I can talk smack. That and I'm wearing a hat today, so
I can't do that.
I want to see Cassie on. That's all right. Your arms beat both of us. Matt, can I throw a shout out real quick, Matt? Thank you for doing that video last night for the for a live show in Cincinnati. So there's this guy that looked like Matt Bischoff at the bar last night. I filmed a video. I go, hey, it's Johnny Fairbairn. I said, no, I'm Matt Bischoff. Like, we're going to be in Hamilton, Ohio for the premiere of Survivor.
That was hilarious, dude.
It was, I loved it. And then I tagged Matt, and Matt reposted it.
I did.
He was like, what do you sound like? I'm like, you're perfect. Like, Matt's like, hey, I'm Matt Bischoff. This guy's like, hey, is that good? I'm like, that's exactly what we're looking for.
Oh, that's hilarious. I loved it.
So I want to see Cassie Clark on my television every single week. I have no desire not to see Cassie Clark on my television. And so but I don't think she wins. So I'm going post-merge, please, dear God, don't be cruel to us. Keep this girl on television for as long as possible and give her an Australian-style bathing suit.
Man, there you go. There you go.
Hey, if I'm in Australia, I want an Australian-style bathing suit for Johnny Fair. I'm in a Speedo. Well, I'm in a, what's my sponsor? Noodle Bags. Check them out at Noodle Bags on Instagram. That's Noodle Bags with the Z. So, yeah. So, that's who I'll be rocking. So, I would like to see Cassie Clark rocking something comfortable.
So, we have three castaways down, three to go. We're going to have a word from our sponsor, and we'll be back with the final three from the Cocoa.
Support for Reality After Show is brought to you by Manscaped. who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. That's right, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. If my math's correct, that's about 12 million balls.
The Performance Package 4.0 has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
First off, the Lawnmower 4.0, this trimmer is the future of grooming, and dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever!
Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to help reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and has a 4000K LED spotlight that you need for a more precise shave.
Now, I have a dark shower curtain in my bathroom, and I've been looking for the perfect way to shave in the dark, kinda. Guess what? I found it! 4000K LED! No longer a problem. I got perfectly smooth, clean balls thanks to the Lawnmower 4.0.
It's time to take care of yourself, so go to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code SURVIVOR. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Thanks for sticking with us through the ad break. And don't forget, for more exclusive Reality After Show coverage, visit realitypatron.com. That's reality, P-A-T-R-O-N.com.
We are back. Johnny Fairplay is joining us.
Support for Reality After Show is brought to you by Just kidding.
Nasir is probably like, oh my gosh, look at this Manscaped commercial. What is this?
Are you a fan of Manscaped, Nasir?
What? It's a cool commercial, by the way.
There you go. Nasir's about to upgrade his game.
Nasir, you look like you could grow a freaking beard in like a day. Like, did you shave this morning and you already have that by the afternoon?
No, So before pre-COVID, I do shave because of my work. But now post-COVID, I never shaved in my life. But I want to grow beard like you, but company may accept that.
Oh, yeah.
But I had like a couple inches long.
I bet you could grow a beard. Hold on, I'm going to share the picture. I have this sweet mask right here. This is Nasir with a beard.
I would love. Hey, trust me, if I don't have to go back to work, I will grow beard like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My beard, you know, used to be almost down to the ground. This is the shortest my beard's been in years. But I'm always a fan of beards. And Nasir, you definitely, if you tried to grow one, if you didn't shave for like a year, your beard would be insane.
Oh, yes. Trust me.
So here we go.
For a week, I'm like, it's like, boom.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine the manscaping that you need to do.
I don't have that problem. The manscaping does come in handy. So especially the light.
All right here we go. James Jones, 37, from Philly, an event planner. So his hobbies are curating events, finding the best cocktails in the city, and reading and writing. Three words to describe James: confident, casual, self-aware. He does not like bad customer service or pushy salespeople. So that right there, there's a lot of pushy people in Survivor. So I have a feeling he may get rubbed the wrong way in certain scenarios in the game, in gameplay. Hopefully not, but man, Survivor is a hard game and there's a lot of crazy people in this world. So dealing with the different personalities may be a trouble for James.
Mention his best accomplishment. because that's
so, okay. So winning the United States Chess Open, the largest chess tournament in the United States, it says at age 12, he won $1,200. That was like $100,000 to him at the time. So very smart. Chess is a game of strategy and brains. So I think if he is very smart, this could be the game for him. Which past survivor will you play the game most like? Sandra, anyone but me will be my strategy. As long as I see a path to the end and I'm with the people or have people which I trust, then that's that. I will be an agent of chaos, Russell with charm. I am playing to win and not for seventh place.
There's no such thing as Russell with charm. That animal doesn't exist. So please stop.
But I will say this, the playing to win and not seventh place, Johnny and I have talked many times on this podcast about Mactors and people going on to further their career as an influencer or something like that. And they're fine with seventh place or fifth place where they're, you know, making a decent chunk of money.
Yeah. How's your influencer career going this year?
My influencer career? I think I had to fight for everything myself.
So. Yeah. You did not play to be an influencer. You played to win Survivor.
I played to win Survivor. I played to show that this is me. You know, I can play.
This is here.
That is this year.
This is here.
I want to bring out a message. I would say definitely, where I came from to what I achieved. Yeah. I won't like. From especially on third world countries, that young kids, like the way I grew up, I want them to look up and see that if Nasir can do that, I always tell them, even in America, if I can do, I can be on Survivor, this is piece of cake for you all. All right.
Yeah. But you played to win. Like, you're just like, oh yes, this is here. This is here. Nasir got here, but Nasir just didn't play to get here.
No,
Nasir played to win Survivor. And we saw, I mean, like, I didn't feel there was a single moment that I didn't see that drive inside you. And I lust for that in a player. And you had that in spades. So thank you.
Johnny, I would say this. I had my math. It turned out to be a different way. That's all about Survivor, right? On that day, if I wasn't blindsided. The next day, if I don't win, I will play the idol. Then I will win another challenge. Then final four, nobody can make five with me. Then I'm winning that game.
Boom. And then Nasir wins. That's one vote from winning the game, potentially. And I don't doubt that.
I don't either.
If Nasir's in the final, like, Russell Hans has this whole his problem with my and I stand by this. And he did a whole podcast about it, and he's stupid. So I'm not going to address his intellect. But he has a problem with the fact that I say when you play Survivor, there's an unwritten rule that if you win Survivor, it changes your life. And I believe that. And I may be wrong, but I'm sorry. If you're the owner of the Florida Marlins baseball team, I'm not giving you a vote for $1 million. If you're Mike White, who just won an Emmy, I'm not giving you a vote for $1 million. If you're Jimmy Johnson, who led the horrible Dallas Cowboys to multiple championships, I'm not writing down your name to win $1 million. I'm sorry. I feel in my heart of hearts, and I may be wrong. I don't care. And it's not based on bank account. It's not. But if you have $1 billion, I am not writing your name down to give you $1 million. Because that will not change your life in any way. And I will write your name down for someone that has a great story. That is part of the game. So, Nasir, you're in the final four. You win fire. You're in the final three. It's a final three. I'm writing down your name. You have a great story, Nasir.
Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate it.
So I had a great story at the time. Like, trust me, like my life wasn't perfect at age 30 in Los Angeles, California. I had a great story. I'm just like, hey, guess what? There's this thing called rent. It sucks. I don't have it.
Yeah.
That's a good story. Yeah, so that's better than Mike White going, well, I don't know if I'm going to win the Emmy or not. Guess what? You might. I mean, you did write the worst movie ever, the Emoji Movie, according to Rotten Tomatoes. So there's a possibility you might write the greatest movie ever.
Yeah. Well, with James, I feel that he's going to kick ass in challenges. He looks like he's pretty athletic. I feel that he might, I don't know, get himself in like where he gets really discouraged, or like he's so competitive and like kind of gets maybe a chip on his shoulder potentially. But I like James. I think he's going to be very smart. I just hope that his frustration with how crazy Survivor can be doesn't blind his gameplay and mess it up. Because a lot of times, like, it's very frustrating out there. And I just hope he can handle the heat without getting super freaking annoyed and blowing up his game. But I'm all for James.
All right. Pre-merge, post-merge?
No, post-merge. He makes it to the merge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nasir.
He seems it's like cool like cucumber, right? It's like everyone say he's, but I'm thinking like, don't take me wrong. I'm always taking about the pet peeves, right? Like he doesn't like pushy salespeople, as Matt said. Like as long as he can maintain his temper. Then, because Survivor is all about pushing people, right? Try to get them, right? Like, but
if played correctly,
somehow pushing people. But I think that when he played like a couple of days, he's gonna get hungry. Then he get frustrated. That's what I feel like.
Yeah. Right? All right. So, I get a Deshaun vibe from this guy.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now. I like Deshaun, and Deshaun made it to the end this year.
Yes.
What did Deshaun do wrong?
All right. I love Deshaun. All
right. Yeah. I think we all do. That know him.
Know it. So the only mistakes that Deshaun did, based on my experience with Deshaun, he played a great game until the merge. Then he started to play with his emotions.
Not his head.
Yeah, it went like, but he, the way he played when he was with Luvu, as I said, he's very sneaky, very, very.
I love sneaky.
Villain though. He's a sweet villain. I always say that. Yeah. And I try to get him on. But if he's very social, very, very humble, and very strategic too, but at a certain point of the game, he becomes so like, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's like, you know, he start losing his temper, like in a nice way, certain way that he can control things that he says. And then he gets so emotional, then he starts crying almost every day. So that changed out to be like, no, you're not playing the game. You know what I mean? It's like you're trying to, otherwise he could have win. Trust me, my vote could have gone to him. He asked me even like, why? I'm like, dude, you know, I respect the game. I am there to win the game, but I did not. But at least, you know, I want to vote someone that, you know. But if you would have maintained the same game the way you were playing, I would have voted him like that.
It's yours. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Right.
I get a Deshaun vibe. And Deshaun, for those of you that don't know, peek behind the curtain. Deshaun was smart enough to hit up Davey Richardson. Is it Richardson or Richards? What's Davey?
From, Davey?
Davey
versus Goliath.
Davey Rickenbacker.
Rickenbacker. I knew that was the name I was looking for. So Deshaun hit up Davey Rickenbacker during casting for casting advice, and he was giving it to him during the Zoom calls.
That's so cool.
To be smart enough to do that, I love Deshaun. Deshaun's one of my favorites.
I would say this one. So, right, always Survivor, they cast based on their personalities. But season 41, yes, it is very diverse cast. But there are certain people that I would say, I can name, there are many. All of them are good people, right, in a certain way. I don't want to say that 100% good. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Shots fired, Chan.
But, like, there are, that I see the quality of some people that, like for an example, everybody's nice again. Don't take me wrong, like Deshaun, right? Deshaun and Danny, and also like Tiff and Abby and matter of fact, Jeannie and Sarah, Abraham. Oh wow, I wish I had like more times with those people than you know. It's amazing, but Deshaun, he's very smart though, very smart. Hmm.
Do you get that same vibe from James?
Yes, he is.
I do too.
That's what I'm thinking about. If
I know, he's going to implode.
Yeah, that's. I feel like he's nice and he has everything what we want, but at the same time, at a certain level, when he gets a little hungry, then he start get cranky, then he get angry, then it just goes on and on, then he get to emotion side, then you know. But post merger for sure.
I'm going post merge. So yeah. James, I love you. I hope you win. But you're giving us a good vibe. That's good.
Yeah. 100%.
All right, this dude.
Ryan Medrano. 25, Savannah, Georgia, warehouse associate. So here's the crazy thing. From a young age, Ryan had to learn to solve things his own way. Born with mild cerebral palsy, he, worked from not being able to walk to becoming a personal trainer. The 25-year-old wants to be empathetic on the surface, but behind the scenes, he has a calculated plan of recruiting allies within allies. He likes fishing, hiking, and carpentry. He describes himself as charismatic, outgoing, humorous. He does not like bullies, laziness, or self-entitlement. Therefore, he would not have liked Shamar on my season.
I those are three things that describe me to a T. I don't understand. I don't understand what Ryan's problem with me is.
But dude, here's the crazy thing with this guy. He has overcome the odds. He was born 3 months premature with mild cerebral palsy. Doctors said he would never be able to walk. But after 4 years, you know, he was able to do so. Here's the thing that's going to make Johnny hate this guy. Okay. Which past survivor would you like to play the game most like? Rupert. Because he liked the way he provided food for his tribe, which according to Fair Play were aquarium-sized fish.
Yeah.
Which helped them for strength. So... Yeah. Based off of that,
yeah,
Johnny hates Ryan no matter what.
You are correct.
he's giving props to Rupert.
Nasir, did you list your favorite survivor as Rupert as well? I feel like you did.
No.
Okay. But you like?
I think Rob. I did many. I did.
Okay, but you liked Rupert.
I like Rupert.
Ida.
I love Rupert too, Nasir.
Like, it's great. But I mean, people have bad ideas. I get it.
But I like, here's the thing. I really like, he's got a great smile. I think he's going to be very positive like Nasir was. I think he's going to be very likable.
This is Ryan.
He's overcome major adversity in his life. But by the Rupert comment, Johnny's going to be rooting against him day after day.
Yes. Hate him. Ryan, I've never hated a player more in the last four seasons than you. and that's including the guy that dissects pets, the creepy Torin Bates guy from the other tribe. So, yeah, Ryan, I'm coming after you each week.
So this guy looks pretty big. Like, I'm looking at looks bigger than James. So yes. I think he's going to be kind of a beast, honestly, in challenges. So I think he's, based off his physical prowess, I think he's going to make merge. But I don't think he's going to go too far after merge. Mm. Now, have you seen this here? Have you watched videos of these players yet? Because I have not heard them speak. If I did a cast assessment where I watched in-depth videos, my assessment would be totally different.
It's more fun this way.
Yeah, it is. To be honest with you, I did not watch Ryan yet because I had like last couple I would say at least 3-4 weeks almost.
Anything was more important than that. Yeah. I get it.
Mm-hmm. it's family stuff. So, you know, and I was traveling a lot. I wasn't.
Honestly, if it came down to clipping my nails or watching a Ryan video, I'm clipping my nails. I get it.
He said he socialized easily and my natural strong and quick in puzzles. That scares me. I don't know, Ryan, I could be wrong. I'm sorry again. He's 25 years old. And yeah, if he's in, like, yeah, I would be a beast like Nasir on challenges. Not in, he has that, plus he has puzzles. It doesn't make sense to me. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I don't think he's that good at puzzles. I think he's good at like really simple puzzles. Well, they're just like, he's like, where'd you hide my protein shake? And they're like, I don't know. Where is it? He goes, I found it. It's on the second shelf. Like that's him with puzzles.
That's the whole reason I love this podcast. Trust me.
Am I wrong? Ryan, call me out. Call me out. Second shelf protein powder. You know what's there. Smile about that. Where you got him this year? Is he winning?
No. I hate to say that. Nobody's going to win from this tribe, though. No one's going to win.
Who's your winner pick?
I don't want to disclose that yet, Johnny, but I will text you privately or Matt.
Okay. my winner pick's Jesse.
Jesse? But Jesse, he wins Duke, though. I can't root for him.
Oh, why is that?
Because my wife graduated in North Carolina, UNC. Oh, no, so
can I tell you a story that might change your mind?
Yeah.
Okay, so my stepdad, who's passed away, did the sports literature for Duke and Carolina.
Okay.
So when I was a little kid, I used to go to all the basketball games. Well, they didn't have football at either one of those. Don't let anyone fool you. They did not. Okay. So for Carolina, I get free tickets. For Carolina, I get a quarter of the way up, center court, every game, Dean Dome. It was amazing. Loved it. I was a Carolina fan. That was my jam. So my stepdad was like, I also do sports literature for Duke. Do you want to go? And I'm just like, yeah, but I love Carolina. Because, you know, I'm stupid. So I go to the games, and our tickets are second row behind the scores table. It's not even a ticket. It's a business card that says second row behind the scores table. So walk on the court at Cameron Indoor, climb over the scores table to my seat. It was insane. The last game I went to with my stepdad, it was Dean Smith's last game coaching. It was Duke versus Carolina. So I go to the game, we walk over, we walk on the court, we climb over the second row behind the scores table, and the athletic director for Duke comes by. He goes, hey, do you guys love the seats? We're like, yeah. He goes, hold on, let me bring someone by to meet you. He brings over Coach K. Coach K comes by, shakes her hand. I'm just like, oh my God, this is cool. You know, even if you hate Duke, that's pretty cool. Athletic director comes back by. He goes, hey, I heard you're a Carolina fan. Would you like to meet Dean Smith? Brings over Dean Smith to shake my hand. The athletic director for Duke brings over Dean Smith to shake my hand. Then later brings over Dick Vitale to shake my hand. Wow, I love Duke and Carolina. And anyone that says I can't, go F yourselves. Why would you not with that experience?
Well, Johnny, I 110% or 150% agree with you because you had your own experience. But on the other hand, we have our own experience with Colette. Right? My wife, Diana, she
has Carolina through and through.
Carolina, right? Like for an example, we used to live in Dubai, right? Like where we met. So they had a basketball game, Duke versus UAE. So guess what? We are the only two fans that wearing UNC, and they can see that.
Oh yeah, they did.
You know?
But if you're me, can you agree with that?
I would, definitely.
No one can. They're just like, there's no way you can't. I'm just like, yeah, dude, it was the coolest day of my life as a little kid being a Carolina fan. And like, you know, it's like, here's Coach K, here's Dean Smith, the guy, it's like, here's Dick Vitale, who's actually cooler than all of them.
No. It's, see, everyone, that's what I'm saying. Like we have every Survivor season, right? Like they have 18 different players, right? The 18 players, there is a reason why they are there, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's as a, this is me, like, I always look for everyone's positive instead of negative part, which is, I don't know, that the way maybe I grew up, I don't know. But, yeah, these are beautiful people. They have beautiful stories. It doesn't matter what kind of stories, they have beautiful stories that someone will learn something from their stories, right? That's the whole reason. You were there, Johnny. Matt, you were there. I was there, you know? Yeah.
All right, so who's your pick, man? You got to get your pick. You're the last one. Who's winning?
Mine, I would. Okay, I'll give you three.
That's fine.
Jimmy Zhang from Baca, maybe.
Okay.
Okay, and I will pick Owen Knight. He's giving me you know Yule's vibe.
Yeah, I like Owen a lot.
Owen is seems really, and I like. You know, it's hard to say, but I like Mike Gabler too.
Mike Gabler.
Oh yeah, he called me out and he said he doesn't like unfairness, which fair play is.
He's no. again. See, you can be the nicest one. You can be the strategic player. You can be the best challenge beast out there. But it's still Survivor. You're playing Survivor. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. So that's your three.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. Okay. So now,
if you had to pick one, you got one. You like more than the other two?
No, I never in my entire life never picked someone for one All person. Right. From watching season even before I moved to America.
Okay. I want to watch the first episode before I really can see. I want to see.
Oh, no. You've already decided, Matt. You've already decided.
Okay, it's
locked in. You've screwed someone out of it.
Who did I say so far?
I don't know, but whoever it was, you've already screwed them out of $1 million.
Right,
but they're not on this tribe, so good. Congrats, Coco tribe. Matt didn't pick a winner out of your tribe.
And he didn't pick anyone from Coco either. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't either. So congrats, Coco tribe. You just won this season of Survivor just by being on this podcast. Congratulations.
Well, Ryan, apologize in advance. The second you mentioned Rupert, Johnny hates you forever.
Yeah, pre-merge boot. Yeah.
But not least, honestly, let me look at this. So I feel that he's going to pull the weight in this tribe as far as challenges go. I think he makes the merge based off of physical strength, and then he's out.
First boot after the merge.
Yes.
Same as here.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because see, this tribe they're going to dominate, by the way, on challenges. Because right, like looking at James and looking at Ryan and also of course Gio, and it the entire tribe, even Lindsay, just she's comparing herself to like strength wise, like what Natalie, right? So it they're going on the right direction. But if, for an example, I don't think it will happen. Like Luwu, they won all six challenges or seven challenges until the merge. If they win that, they should stick together. If they try to, you know, get some other alliances from different tribes, then that is when they are doing the mistakes. But I don't think anyone can win from this one.
Yeah. Well, last but not least, we have Gio Bustamante, 36 years old, Miami, Florida project manager. And Gio was forced to quit his job to go on the show. So he's hoping to win the money. Honestly, like, look, you he's are dedicated. Cargo.
He's wearing cargo shorts. Can we stop right there? He's wearing cargo shorts.
Okay. He's got a goatee and cargo shorts.
Stop right. You've already like, he's the Wish version of Jesse Lopez.
But he, he's from
yeah, the real version on the other truck.
He's from Miami originally, but he lives in Hawaii. Here's the thing that I like. Pretty much, we've done three cast assessments, and when I tell people favorite hobbies, hiking, traveling, everyone's favorite activity is hiking on these tribes.
Exactly, I am going to say that, Matt.
Yeah. Like
hiking, no one's fishing. Favorite hobby.
So like,
I love hiking. Guess what my favorite hobby is? Not hiking.
Yeah, I mean, I was hiking all weekend. I was camping. I just got back today, yeah. And I was hiking.
Oh, is it your favorite hobby?
No, I wouldn't even list that as my hobby. But it's like everyone's favorite hobby is hiking, outdoors, fishing, kayaking.
You're going to show the adventurist or whatever.
Oh, you're not. He is not. Those. Okay.
Hiking. I think you know they should have like hiking. Okay, no, we don't want these people. I'm sorry, Gio. I'm not trying to be like hiking. Every single one cast were like 99% hiking. Hiking is like for an example, like when
hike. We go,
like when I was growing up, all right, to go to toilet, we never had the whole built toilet like here, right? It's a hole.
Yeah, you had to hike to it.
I have to hike to it.
That is so crazy, Nasir. I want to talk to you. Like, I want to talk to you in depth about your life. Like, we need to have you on an episode of a podcast.
It's going to bathe. It's a hike. Going to find food. It's a hike. It's going to toilet. It's a hike. I'm like,
yeah. It's called going to the bathroom and going to shower, asshole.
So here's the deal with it. So Gio
sucks.
He does not like laziness. He was proud of, you know, he grew up in the hood, was homeless. He had a 4.0 graduating with an associate's degree.
Yeah, he's whispers. This is the same story we have from Jesse, but Jesse went to Duke. I'm sorry. Jesse wins. This is the whispers of Jesse.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. I just want to say this. Okay. This is the grand finale.
Okay.
His husband is his hero, which is totally cool. But here's the deal. Past Survivor, you will play the game like
perfect.
A combination of Cochran and Boston Rob.
Oh,
this man is going to be hated by Johnny Fairplay more
than anyone.
Whoever we just talked about. That
anyone. Anyone in this cast. I had read that that's why I already hated him with his cargo shorts. I saw the Cochran and Boston Rob. I'm not as physical as Rob. Yeah, because Rob's fat. No one's as physical as Rob. He's fat. He looks like Samu.
For those that don't know, Johnny Fairplay never even finished Survivor Karamoan because he hated Cochran so bad.
Yeah, I saw the edit. I'm just like, I can't finish watching this.
I
didn't finish Tyson season either.
Yeah. So I think Gio, just looking at the smirk on his face here, I'm not getting a great vibe.
No.
I feel like he is going to go out very early. I think he's going to go out early.
He strongly dislikes laziness. Everyone else is lazy on the tribe.
Yes, everyone on Survivor is lazy except for me, Nasir, maybe Matt. I don't even know if Matt qualifies. He's not lazy.
Matt, no, he wasn't lazy. He's lazy.
He's on the bubble.
I was killing myself making it. I'm like sure. Shamar sure. was lazy. Shamar yeah, was lazy.
No, I'm sure. So no, 90% of a girl doesn't work on Survivor after day two. Like Amy Kuzek was helping me bring wood in on day three, and I'm just like, what are you doing? She goes, what are you talking about? I'm just like, you're working on day three. You're a female. She goes, I'm trying to break stereotypes. Fair play. So yeah. Amy Kuzek admitted that on day three. So no, and it's not just women. No one wants to work. No one does work. Ethan went back for season 40 and he goes, fair play. The game has changed. You are not allowed to leave the camp. Like Ethan's like, I'm going to go get wood. They go, oh, are you? And he goes, yeah. Like what, why is that bad? Like, I'm getting wood for us to burn. Why is it? They're like, all right, okay, just noted. Ethan's going to get wood. That means he's looking for an idol, and he's the next person we're voting out. Mm-hmm. He's like, what? I'm literally getting wood for us to live with. like we need wood. Like, is no one else getting up? And they're like, no, no one else is getting up.
So, no, Johnny, I agree. Yeah.
Is that new Survivor? No one does anything.
Can I say something in my tribe? Yeah. I don't say that I'm going to get. I'm like, who wants to join me? Danny would be like, brother, can you sit for a minute?
Yeah.
They're like, at a certain days, like, okay, leave him alone. He's doing, okay, I'm building the shelter. I build fire. Doesn't matter. You know?
Doesn't matter. You're obviously doing something nefarious, Nasir. It's just like, yeah, trying to live. Trying to make everyone else live.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, no, Ethan's just like, you do not understand the game that is now afoot in Survivor. You cannot leave or do anything ever.
That would suck. That would not be fun. I was out doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I was out.
You can leave. You can leave the tribe. But the problem is people think it's become so every single second.
Every move.
Where did he go? You know what I mean?
For what? It's
like, yeah.
Yeah, for what? What do you do? Why do you have to? It's just like, no, I went to get us wood.
Yeah.
We have fire. So we boil water and we live.
Yeah.
And it's like, but why did you really do it? I'm like, so we live?
Yeah. When we merged, I stopped even going looking for firewood because you know what? Nobody else does it. I'm like, okay, you know what? I can live my life without fire. Just suck it up, you know? Mm-hmm.
It's insane, Matt. It's literally insane. You are not allowed. Like Ethan's just like, I'm going to get wood. And they're like, what's your real plans?
Yeah. I'm hoping that, like, let's say
I don't think 26 days. 26 days is not going to change anything, Matt. I want to put this out.
I'm just saying.
What Jeff has said, 26 days is the new norm. I think with that in place, I think it really messes up your mind for just living. So
Nasir, if you and I are playing Second Chances, right? Let's say we're playing. Maybe you guys. Will we be able to go and like strategize without people following us
follow you because no one else is doing anything.
That's cool. So I was able to like see I got a great edit, right? The edit that I got, what I showed who I am, right?
Yeah.
But apart from that, a lot of things that they could have showed, but I totally understand they can because there is a certain limit of hours that they can play, or they have thousands of footage, right?
Like hours.
Yeah, hours. Right? So I would say, like, for an example, Matt, I can tell, hey, you know, I would like to talk to Matt. So please give us a peace of mind, right? Yes, you can do. But when we tell that, then immediately Tagore and I was are bad. You know, they're gonna
cut off.
And that's it. It's not the game that it you know what I really love? I want to like a not fan versus favorite. That's what my wife Diana wants, fan versus favorite. Like, okay, get the favorite and the fan together and you know, tribe up together, something like that. But I want these old players, like not old genius players like Fair Play, Matt, and there are many others, right? Want them to come and join with this new era and see how that's going to happen. You know,
and just play it old school.
Old school versus new school, but 41 and more beyond. And
do you love the old school rules, just the actual game and not the...
Yes.
Yes. That's what everyone... I mean, like, I don't understand. I understand they're just like, hey, here's something new. You want to see something new? Here's a bright... It's just like, no, like the reason Survivor's on 43 is not because of the hourglass twist. The reason Survivor's on season 43 is because of people and the cast and the game.
The game of Survivor.
A lot of people didn't like 41 this year. I loved 41. Why? I thought you were great. I thought Shan was great. I thought Danny was great.
Yes.
I thought what we saw of Heather was great. Yeah. So you had a great cast.
Wait. Did you say useless Heather?
Yes.
Okay.
For what you say great? Just tell me, Johnny.
I've just talked to her
Johnny, I love everyone, okay? I like everyone. Everybody has, as I always say, like everyone has their own experience on stories, which is great, right? But Heather, she played the game the way she want to play, the way how far she want to get it. She in her stuff, I think she played a good game. But the way we think is different than the way you think, Johnny. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to pick on Heather or anybody. Shane, she proved that who is she. I proved who I am, Danny. So everyone, they did it. You know what I'm saying? But
Wait. I'm sorry. What are you saying that Heather did different?
No, there are a lot of things that it could have shown Heather, I would say, right?
Yeah. I just know Heather based on coverage. I don't know Heather based on the television show whatsoever.
No.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything about Erica based on the television show.
No.
Like, and she won the game, allegedly.
No. What I'm trying to say, Heather, like, okay, Heather and Erica did not get a lot of screen time. That's what I was saying. Luvu, yeah, in general, we did not get at all. Like,
there, no.
Well, because I will say that,
because that's the problem with three tribes. Always, there's one tribe gets no airtime. That's yours, and any airtime you got Nasir. They didn't.
Well. Also, you know what? 26 days. It makes sense for me. Like, then I can go to again. Even 39 or 50 days, I will do it. But what I'm trying to say is 26. When you divide the tribes into three, six people, you can. There is no way you can hide anything. You know, that makes more interesting the game.
Yeah.
Which is, I agree, but I know if it's like a two tribes, then we could have got more hours or more screen time.
Would have been amazing. It would have been so much better.
Yeah.
Every season should be two tribes. Like South Africa does two tribes. Australia does two tribes. There's a reason that people like those versions of Survivor better, because out of the gate, two tribes is better than three. Always.
Well, here's the exact reason why. When there are three tribes, the first part of the game is, you know, all the challenges and crap.
One tribe is garbage, and sometimes two.
And then you're literally focusing on six people that the audience, that the viewers at home are learning about, right? Yeah. So you're missing out on 12 other people. On the TV. So, and then you don't really get to know their stories. And if those same, like, one of the three tribes goes to tribal every week for 3-4 weeks, that's all you see. And then they just get whittled down. The tribal councils are not interesting because there's such a small amount of people and there's not a bunch of crazy strategy going on. I can't stand it, honestly. And then back to, like, Heather, I was always like, oh, useless Heather, this person is the worst survivor ever. I was basing that basically off of, like, they were invisible. 90, Heather was invisible.
90 seconds of airtime is what you base it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was literally nothing to Heather the entire time.
Yeah. Whereas I've talked to Heather, I'm just like, Heather seems awesome.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. I'm optimistic on 43. I really hope that it's going to be a great season, because I'm ready for Survivor to come back. I really am. So those that have listened today, like I said, we're here to have fun. Nasir, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on. I am a huge fan. I took a screenshot with my phone of the screen to text my family, like, doing a podcast tonight with Nasir. This is freaking awesome. That is why I do this podcast. Like, moments like these is so fun and so cool. So thank you, Nasir.
No, thank you. And yeah. Johnny. And I friended Johnny on, I'm not a lot of time or spend time on social media, because I love to. And I try to watch, and I always tell my wife, like, okay, my wife, she watched everything. I'm like, when she's like, she was telling us, dad is not home. Like, you know that tomorrow Nasir have an interview with Johnny Fairplay and Matt. You know, like, you guys, I'm like, the Survivor, I would say, right? Like, let's say, evolved a lot, but Survivor still exists because of, like, you players.
Oh, mm-hmm. So are you watching South Africa or Australia?
I haven't. South Australia, I started watching, then I stopped. And Australia is pretty good too. And South Africa, I haven't started, not a single season yet. Yeah. And
I've only watched the last season. It's a top 10 ever in the history of the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so good. Oh my God. I've never, like, just strip it down back to basics. And they're create like someone plays a hidden immunity idol nullifier.
Oh,
on South African Survivor. Guess what? There's no hidden immunity idol nullifiers on South African Survivor, and someone
plays made it up.
See, when American Survivor, when we talk about back to basics, I want the basics, real basics. Yeah. You know.
Like, what's there? Nothing. Okay, cool. I'll just tell them something's there. And they're just like, oh, okay. So, yeah, someone plays a hidden immunity idol nullifier, and they don't, and there is not one on that season.
You know what I need to do, Johnny Fairplay? So Nasir, I played Survivor, but two different times I played this survival challenge. Hosted by my friend John Vataya. He's big time into the... He probably owns your torch. He's one of the biggest Survivor memorabilia collectors. John Vataya first started doing a survival challenge, which is taking fans of Survivor and playing a three-day game at Bob Crowley, who won Survivor Gabon. So he lives in Maine, and they did a game at his house. And they invited me... Right after my season, I played as one of the Survivor players. It was like me and Kobe Archa, and I forget, drawn a blank. And then I played again 2 years later. It's the most realistic Survivor-like game. What I would love to see, because the reality of like Matt Bischoff and Nasir and different people that I fantasize about playing the real game with probably would never happen. However, I need to get a hold of John and have him bring Nasir and me and Fairplay and all these great players to play
against the tribal fans.
Yeah, to play the game, because it would be so great. And it's such a, you get the Survivor. Yeah, you're not getting $1 million, but yeah. Like,
that's what I want to say. Sorry to interrupt.
No.
Don't put money on it, because let us play.
Yeah.
Right.
I would love that. I would love the fans versus favorites, but I think in the Sears vision, let's split us up.
Yeah.
Fans right. and favorites like on different tribe, like, you know, like.
Yeah.
I think that's like
Dana's idea. My wife, she always wants to have like that. Fans versus favorite. Put all the favorites one tribe. Then, you know, they're trying to get with their fans, the favorites, you know? So yeah.
I have one last question for you, Nasir.
Sure.
If you got invited with your wife to play Blood versus Water, would you play?
I would definitely have to play.
Would your wife play?
My wife, she said that she loved to watch and she loved to listen to everything.
But
if I won't, she will play.
Okay, there you go. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Great. Well,
good.
He is Nasir. Nasir, where can everybody find you on social media?
You can find me on Nasir Mutalib on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. I started and TikTok a little bit. You know, it's not really.
I'm anti TikTok. Someone posted the Dead Grandma Lie on TikTok and they got like 10 million views in like 12 hours. And so I started Instagram just to reach. I'm just like, hey, that's me. And I was like, do you want to do like
100 millions, Johnny.
I was like, do you want to do like a reaction video or whatever? And they're like, no, I'm over it. I'm just like, all right, I guess what? I'm over TikTok too. We both win.
Well, this has been great. I'm excited to see how season 43 plays out. I hope all of you players from all three tribes prove myself and Johnny and the Seer and Mike Turner and Victoria and the War Dog completely wrong. I can't wait
or
to see how it plays
unless
out.
We picked you, then go in.
That's right. And then join Johnny Fairplay and I next week, Pinball Garage, Hamilton, Ohio, my neck of the woods. It's going to be great. It's a free event, the premiere for season 43 of Survivor. Nothing compares to watching Survivor with survivors, especially me and Johnny Fairplay. It's going to be great.
And if you can't be in Hamilton, Ohio, which is right outside Cincinnati, if you happen to be in New York, go see Bryce and Wendell. They have an awesome event. Check out Bryce and Wendell events. Oh my God, that's going to be crazy. And then join me and Sandra and other people along the way. We're going to be in Durham, North Carolina, Boston, Massachusetts, Nashville, Tennessee. Get tickets right now at SurvivorTix.com. That's SurvivorTix.com. And more dates to be announced. Super excited. And then BlairsStore.com. We're going to be in New Jersey, 7 miles outside of Times Square. We got Mike Turner's going to be there. Sounds like War Dog and Victoria are going to be there. Lots more. Join us there. Go to BlairsStore.com for details there. Oh, this is crazy. I am ecstatic. Nasir, I love you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your three people that you didn't want to share. They're going to win the game, or maybe they're not. Maybe you jinx them. And for everyone else, hey, become a patron like this. And for more bonus content, go to realitypatron.com. That's right, become a patron now. Get additional coverage of all your favorite shows, the weekly Q&A, and you become a member of the secret, exclusive Facebook group. That's realitypatron.com.